We have a wonderful, beautiful orange bag with a mystery item in it because Addison has decided that she's going to take the challenge of coming up with a children's sermon in, how long are our sets? About 5-10 minutes maybe? Good luck, Addison. Here you have a little sheep that says 1/16 on the side. So don't take the easy sermon, go for the hard one. Amen? Amen. Friends, welcome. I invite you to prepare your hearts for worship.
Rise up out from the grave like us. from the grave like Lazarus. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Come from the grave like Lazarus.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And as you're sitting, would you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for every good thing, for every new birth, new baptism, for every anniversary, for every remembrance that you are good and you never leave us. You've always been with us. So Lord, open our eyes and our hearts. Help us see your goodness and your beauty that you have imprinted on this world. Help us know that all will be well and all is well, so that we may walk forward and proclaim your good news and shine light on the places that need it. God, we ask that whatever prayers are on our hearts, that you might hear them. Whether they be prayers of sorrow for saying goodbye, whether they be fears of what might be or what might not be, whether they be healing or recovery from illness or sickness, or whether they be our cares and concerns for others, God, we ask that you hear them. We ask that you sit with us in the stillness and in the chaos so that we might know that you are here and that there is goodness in the world. God, we give you thanks, and we ask that you continue to walk with us and help us walk with you. And all the people said, Amen. And so, with the confidence of the children of God, we invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And amen. I think at this time, we should have some kids come on up.
Everyone, can we all take a minute to appreciate how cute this thing is? I don't know if you guys can see this, but it has a binky in its mouth. It's a baby sheep. Alrighty, so you gave me a sheep that has 1/16 on it, and Pastor Luke told me not to go for the easy one, so I didn't. Okay, before, I always forget the bag. Who wants to take the bag next week? You already did. I think everyone here has already done it. You want to take it again? Alrighty, cool. Alrighty, so it has the fraction 1/16 on it. So I pulled out the Bible verse from John 1:16, and it reads, if I can find it again. Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. Friends, do you know what grace is? What is it? You forgot. But we know what it is though, right? Okay, so grace is like forgiveness and love and support, right? It's like all of those things, all wrapped into one word. And do you guys have to earn grace? No, it's a present. Do you guys earn your birthday presents? No, I'm seeing parents shake their heads. No, you don't. You're just given, it's given to you because it's a present, right? You don't have to earn your birthday presents, and that's just like the idea of grace. So we don't have to earn God's love, we don't have to earn his forgiveness, and we don't have to earn his support. It's just given to us all of the time, over and over again. It's grace is given to us in place of grace already given. So he's giving it constantly. Isn't that cool? Alrighty, should we pray? All right. Hey, God, thank you so much for giving us the gift of grace. We love you. Amen.
We're doing things a little bit differently. Because there's a baptism, to help us center ourselves and prepare for it, we invite you to stand as you are comfortable and join us with a hymn of preparation, The Goodness of God. To come up and everyone else to take a seat. Brothers, sisters, siblings in Christ, this is holy baptism, a moment where we remember that God is good that his mercies are ever new, that his grace is still with us no matter what. And not only that, we remember that there's a community and a family of faith that supports one another through thick, through thin, through easy, through difficult. This is a time where we make promises and rejoice. So, with that, we have two baptisms today. We have baptisms for Kennedy Jean Schnurr and Wesley Lyle Schnurr. And congratulations, this might be the youngest baptism that I've ever done. So how this works is there's a couple promises that we make not only between ourselves and God, not only we make ourselves on behalf of our children, but we make as people, as a community. That is just as important as the grace of God and the mercy of God. So, on behalf of the whole church, I would ask the both of you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, would you say, I do? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they may present themselves? If so, would you say, I do? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, would you say, I do? And now for the part for you guys. Will you nurture both of these children in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, would you say, we will? And for those sponsoring, because again, it's not just the parents, it's not just the kids, it's all of us too. Will you, who sponsor and care for these children, support and encourage them in their Christian life? If so, would you say, we will? You guys heard that, right? Okay. And church, you're not off the hook yet. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, would you say, we do?
We do.
And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include both Kennedy and Wesley in your care? With God's help, will you proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ? Will you surround both of these children with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others? Will you pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life? If so, would you say, we will?
We will.
We will. And amen. At the beginning of all things, God took the formless void and the chaos and hovered over the waters and created life and ordered it and called it good. God guided Noah through the floods, kept him and his family safe, and continued life after that. Christ, not yet, Moses and the Israelites were brought through the Red Sea out of slavery and oppression that they might find freedom and that they might find life as well. And even Christ, born from a womb, was brought into this world through the waters of birth. Friends, this water is an outward symbol of an inward grace, of God's love, of God's redemption, of God's cleansing of not only us, but our communities, that we might have life, and we might have life abundant. Would you pray with me and bless this water? Gracious Lord, thank you. Thank you that you have blessed us. So Lord, send your Spirit upon us on this simple gift of pure water.
that our children might be blessed, that they might find life and life abundant. Lord, may we remember our baptisms and be glad, and may we welcome new people into your family. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
And so,
now's the time to baptize.
Who's first?
Kennedy.
Kennedy? I baptize you in the name of the Father. Whoa. And the Son? Yep, it's cold, isn't it? And the Holy Spirit. Amen. You did great, kiddo. You did so good. And Wesley, let's see if I can go 2 for 2. Wesley, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Could we gather around and continue to comfort Kennedy? You're good. You're good. And friends, if you feel comfortable, part of blessing is the intention of our hearts. That's the most important part. So prepare your hearts, fill it with love and grace and compassion for these two children. And if you want to, you can raise your hands as we bless. But I invite the sponsors to come around now. Lay hands and bless these two children. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for kids. Thank you for their hearts. Thank you that they're learning. God, send your Spirit upon them that they may be filled with life, that they may know that they are loved forever. No matter the tears, no matter the sleeping, no matter the eating, God, thank you. Bless them now and forever. And all the people said,
amen.
Amen. Friends, I invite you to welcome two new children into the family of God.
Amen. Amen. Hey, let's give another round of applause for these kids. They did great. May you never forget you are loved.
The scripture reading this morning comes from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. It's the story of Solomon and his conversations with God. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart towards you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Although I am only a little child, I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people of whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Given your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil, who can govern this great people of yours?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches for or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. This ends the reading.
Amen. At this time, we have a moment of offering, a moment where we remember that God is good and God provides. Even when it seems like we can't stretch the dollar anymore or there's just not enough time in the day, God is with us. If you are so moved to help with the ministries of this church, the ways that we care for our community and shine the light of Christ to the places that cry out for them, we're passing the plates, and we would be honored if you joined us in ministry. For those who give online and through EFT, thank you for your continued support of what we do and how we remind people that God loves them, both with our words and our actions. But in all things, I hope that we take this time to remember that God is good, God never leaves us, and that no matter what we're going through, not only is there a God, but there is a community that supports us. Thank you for everything you do for the church and for God.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody, when I miss the light the night has stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me.
To see.
Thank you for that wonderful gift. It was so beautiful, I forgot to invite the ushers up. Thank you. Our gospel reading today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 33 and 44 through 52. This is the gospel, according to Matthew. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in their field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it's grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. And Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and reburied. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. And on finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. And when it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets and threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? And they answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household, who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, amen. Amen. King Solomon was wise. You all know it. Man, you're wonderful. Can you turn to your neighbor and say you're wonderful? Do it. Come on. You're not going to burst in flames. It's fine. Right? This is the love of God made manifest in the community. I know. See these smiles on these faces now? Isn't that awesome? Solomon was a wise man, because Solomon didn't ask for riches, Solomon didn't ask for armies, Solomon didn't ask for power, Solomon asked for wisdom to govern, to lead, to teach. Solomon knew the right answer. Solomon asked for a heart that could sense, eyes that could see, ears that could hear. And just as Jesus says at the end of the gospel, therefore every scribe who's become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a master who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old, I would invite you to open your hearts and imagine with me what the kingdom of heaven just might be like. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, open my eyes that I might see. Open my ears that I might hear. Open my heart that your words, however and whenever they are spoken, might plant seeds that grow into love and kindness, into gentleness and patience, into a grace and a mercy that reflects you. God, help me see your kingdom, that I might have hope and joy and trust and love. Amen. Amen.
I think it's the beautiful thing about Solomon here is that he uses wisdom to discern what is good and what is right and what is wrong and what is harmful. But I think what's wonderful about this also is that Solomon will probably use that wisdom to also see where God is leading and what the kingdom of God might look like. What is possible for us as people here on this earth. So as I give these new parables, I think Jesus has given me license in here. Take what's good and throw out what's bad, just like the fish. Amen? Amen. But perhaps, as we tell stories now, take a moment yourself. Take a moment yourself and remember those times where your heart was so full of love and joy that it was almost to the point of bursting. This is important, I promise. But perhaps the kingdom of God is like a canoe trip up in the boundary waters, where you left on a clear morning and all of a sudden the storm clouds start rolling and what starts to fall from the sky but rain. And you see the rain fall and hit the water and the drop bounces up and back down and bounces up again and back down until it finally comes and is subsumed into the lake. Perhaps the kingdom of God is like a trip where you see this happening around you in awe and wonder. Or maybe the kingdom of God is like a trip with friends that you have not seen in years. And as you pull up, what they yell is, what's your names? Yell out your name. Oh, it's so good to see you again. Amen? Or perhaps the kingdom of God is like an orchestra or a band or one of those strange people who play bagpipes who try to tune their instruments to each other or even itself. And as the music starts and as the sound begins and people start to move the pegs and the slides and the pipes and the reeds, it comes in tune. And perhaps the kingdom of heaven is like when you get one or three or five or 10 pure notes in harmony and your soul just sings. Perhaps the kingdom of God is like riding on an old country highway in the middle of the heat of summer, sweat pouring down your face, your legs, tired and feeling like jelly because it's been more than a few miles. And on the distance, you see an old farmhouse with a huge oak tree, with water flowing out of the hose, with other riders lying down and resting in the heat of the day. Perhaps the kingdom of God is taking a nap in the cool shade in the fresh air. Or maybe the kingdom of God is like sitting in a sauna, the sweat dripping down, the heat wrapping around your muscles and helping you relax after a long day of whatever it was you were doing. And perhaps the kingdom of God is like exiting that sauna, walking to the end of the dock, and jumping into a cool, clear lake. And feeling the refreshing waters cleanse whatever was still on you. Perhaps the kingdom of God is beautiful. Perhaps the kingdom of God is like a sleeping child, or one that's wrapped in your arms that you love. See, I think this is what the kingdom of God is like, and I think this is what Solomon, whether he realized it or not, probably found. If we ask for eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to feel, we will find the kingdom of God. Because as Christ says, it's not some far-off dream, it's even though it's also at the end of all things, it's also here in our midst, among us, within us, in our very presence. God blesses us. In strange ways, sometimes not always how we ask, but joy or peace or grace or beauty, that is the stuff that God gives and gives freely all the time. And perhaps as we meditate on the kingdom of God, as we, like Solomon, ask for eyes to see wisdom, perhaps we can see beauty as well. Oh, that's awesome. Perhaps the kingdom of God is like a child standing up. Perhaps the kingdom of God is all around us if we just look. So friends, may you be blessed. May you be blessed with the beauty of the world that God has made. May you be blessed with the love that is suffused in it that God continues to fill the world with. May you be blessed with the community who cares for you. May you be blessed with people who will pray without ceasing that our children may grow and be blessed with life abundant. Friends, may you be blessed by the kingdom of God, and may you have eyes to see, because in seeing, I believe, beauty is spread all over the face of the earth, and we are healed. May you be blessed by the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen.
So friends, as we pray, I would invite you to do something that I probably don't say very often. Can you ignore me? Seriously, can you just tune me out while I pray? And as you tune me out, what I want you to do is this. What I invite you to do is this. Imagine a moment that is so beautiful, so joyful, so peaceful, that your heart just might explode. Imagine a moment where God's grace and love and joy was so, so tangible in your lives that you said, "This is the kingdom of God." Friends, I invite you to imagine that while we pray. Gracious God, open our eyes that we might see. Open our hearts that we might feel. Open our ears that we might hear. So that we might see your kingdom, which is both far off and very near. That we might see your realm, which is one of grace and love, one of forgiveness and joy, one of peace and contentment. Lord, open our eyes that we might see what is possible here in this life, despite where we find ourselves. Lord, open our ears that we might hear the laughter of children, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of busyness. Lord, open our hearts that they might be filled with your love and your peace and your joy, and that we might be healed. God, give us wisdom to see so that we can continue to do the work you've called us to do, and bless not only our families and our congregations, but our community in the world. God, give us wisdom to see, and come swiftly. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. So friends, we invite you to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our final hymn, in our final song. And all the people said, Amen. Amen.
And be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank you. And all the people said amen. Yeah! And all the people said amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So friends, as you go today, as you re-enter into life, as the busyness surrounds you, as we go back into raising young children, as we go into work or helping take care of grandchildren, whatever it may be, if you find your heart becoming heavy, a simple prayer could be, Lord, help me see your beauty. Lord, help me see your beauty, and may your eyes be opened, and may your hearts be filled, so that the kingdom of God might break forth into your life. Friends, may God bless you and keep you. May God lift God's face upon you and shining smile and give you peace. Go now. May your eyes see the kingdom of God. May the love of Christ be in your hearts. May all people you meet, you count as brothers and sisters and siblings, so that the kingdom of God might be made visible. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And all the people said, amen. So friends, go rest, enjoy your Sabbath. Today, our service is ended.